Right, fair call?
They're the fair call. Yeah, look at the fair call. We'll see what happens with the Hawks there. But don't worry about the Hawks. Let's worry about the Adelaide Crows, because Matthew Nix is the new coach of the Adelaide Crows. It's been very well received, this news, and he joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Congratulations, Matthew. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're going very well. Now, it's been sort of floating for the last little while that this appointment was going to be made. When did you first get told that this was going to be yours?
It was probably around 24 hours ago. We were able to sort of lock it away. It's been quite a process that the club's gone through, and look, a really good one, actually, a really professional one. They ran it really well. It was just final prior to the grand final that we made contact, and then basically we left it until post that grand final to begin the process. And look, it was fantastic. I learned a lot about the club over that period, and it wasn't until a couple of days ago that we were able to lock things away and now look to the future. But it's a real positive one.
Have there not been? This is an interesting question, I suppose, in many respects. Had there not been a job available, did you think you would have been ready to take a job had it not presented this opportunity?
Look, I think over the last probably 2 years, I feel like I've been looking for that next challenge, but I wanted to make sure the right challenge was there. I wanted to make sure that it was the right position. As you know, there's been a number of jobs that have become available. So, I didn't put my head in the ring for any of those. I just didn't feel that it was the right matchup. But look, the longer I spoke to the Adelaide Football Club throughout this process, the more I knew that it was a good match. And I could bring something that hopefully in the medium to longer term is going to help the club. And I knew the club was in a position that, it suited me to some of the strengths that I bring as far as a coach goes.
It's interesting, Matthew. We've spoken about you a lot on our program, even back last year when you were a sought-after senior assistant coach and you made the move up to the Giants, that you were seen as this real sort of relationships guru, almost like a Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
What's the secret to your leadership style and your coaching style where you've been able to get this reputation? I hope that doesn't embarrass you, that question.
Well, we look similar, Dr. Phil and I.
You've got to put a twang in your voice.
He's a pretty good operator. There's no secret to anything, really. I mean, I'm about relationships, and I always have been. Part of that is just the character. That's just how I was brought up. I'm very much about putting others first. I really love working in a team environment. It goes right back to my playing days when I was I was lucky enough to be at Sydney during a period where we had an amazing group of players and a really strong coaching group, and we were able to develop a culture which ended up being called the Bloods culture. We didn't actually name it that. But what we basically worked on, we go back to those days, was putting others in front of yourself, prioritising others, and working together to try and achieve a goal. And we were able to do that in 2005. So off the back of that, when you experience a success like that, you take it through with you. And I've noticed across the journey since playing and getting into coaching and the sort of 10 years I've spent in at the AFL level in those coaching ranks and travelling overseas, the teams that are successful are the ones that everyone's bought in and everyone's on the same page. And, I spent some time overseas in Seattle and was able to, get inside the Seahawks and have a look around there at some of their line meetings and training sessions. And they have the same vibe around the place. So I've stuck with that. And I guess that's where the relationship part comes from. I prioritise my players, as number one. And we get them what they need because, ultimately they're the ones who are performing on the ground each weekend.
So then the extension of that question is the Adelaide position was always going to be a challenge for whoever took it on based on what's happened over the last couple of years. Is that daunting for you, or is it with your background you think this is the one I really want because I reckon I can make change?
Well, you've probably hit the nail on the head there. I mean, that's how I felt. The job was, I'm the right person for the job. That's how I began to feel. And so that made it a lot easier throughout the interview process. Sitting down with the panel, it was basically I was just telling them who I was and talking to them about the actual position of what they're looking for. So, even over the last 24 hours to get around the playing group, I've I've been able to chat to as many of the players as I can. Obviously not all, because they're on a break, and we want to respect that. But the priority, you know, number one priority is to get around the boys and make sure that I'm there for them. And it's been fantastic, and I've been able to talk to Rory, from the captain Rory Sloan, right down to some of the younger guys who are coming through, and it's a really exciting list. It's got a great core group of players there. We're going to lose some experience this year throughout this trade period, and when you lose experience, it just creates opportunity for some of these younger guys to. For us to see them, to get them into the first side, to get them playing, and I've no doubt some of them will really step up.
Yeah, we're just talking about Josh Jenkins before. Is there any way that he could come back and play at Adelaide under yourself now the you're there, Matty?
Yeah, look, there is. I mean, where Josh's situation's at, and it's a tough one because it's coming down to the wire. But, we know Josh has requested a trade and wants to have a look at that. We understand that, and we're respectful of that. We also know he's got a very good manager in Paul Connors, so these things normally get done, and so we'll see how that plays out. And then depending on how that does play out, I really look forward to having a chat to him at the end of it. If it doesn't work out, it's a tough one for me, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Josh at this point, but I definitely will be doing that over the next 24 hours.
The AFL landscape is a little bit different in South Australia as opposed to over here in Victoria on the East Coast. How does that influence you, and how important is it that you do have that really deep understanding of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because I'm lucky enough to have 8 years of coaching over here. Now, it wasn't 8 years sitting in the hottest seat. It was 8 years... working my way through from development to line coaching, then senior assisting under Ken Hinckley, and I learned a lot off Ken. Ken came across from Melbourne, and as a coach coming from a different state to Adelaide, it was amazing the adjustment that Ken made over the first 6 months. He couldn't believe the passion that's shown from the supporters in this state. I saw a fair bit of that yesterday. In the first 4 or 5 hours. So there's a bit of a whirlwind, and it's incredible. I mean, we had supporters coming to the club. We've got one of the greatest support bases going around, and they're super passionate about their footy. So, what I'm pushing as a head coach is that we get the family back together, that we get everyone back on the same page, and we'll be pushing to play footy that makes their supporters proud, so they can come out on the weekend, and whether it's win or lose, they can go home and be really proud of the group. So that's an easy job. That's an easy job if you can stick to that. So when the pressure comes, and that'll be the challenge, down the track a little more when, the pressure comes of win-loss, that'll be the challenge for me as head coach.
I heard you talking yesterday, Matty, about the players wanting to get back into it. They're really keen to go and start afresh, so to speak. When you caught up with them, were there any things that they brought up that you weren't quite aware of that you needed to sort out?
Yeah, no, they weren't. Yes, I mean, yesterday I had a really good conversation. I got dinner with Rory Sloan and Tom Lynch, and we talked through a number of different things. But I'd already had a chance to talk to Rory throughout the process. Towards the end of the actual process of selecting a coach, I had a chat to him, and we talked through a number of different areas that, things that he thought were going really well. And as I said before, that what I found throughout talking with the club was, there's a lot of good people in the organisation, and I saw it again yesterday. They're an elite organisation. The way they run things yesterday was like clockwork, and it's a lot of people, a lot of passionate people who are very, very good people. So there are not the major issues that the media, in a way, have been, spruiking and publicising. There's a really, really good core group of players. There's a great group of people in administration and the footy department. So I have no doubt that, there's a few small things that we'll look at, to get ourselves maybe another 5%. And before you know it, we'll be back performing where we know we can.
And Brad Crouch, he'll be at Adelaide next year?
I had a chat to Brad, and Brad will be at Adelaide next year. He's in New Zealand at the moment. So it was good to catch him yesterday and just let him know I'm here for him. I think he's put my name into his favourites bar now, so we're going to do our best to try and keep it in there. Look, I mean, he's an outstanding person, first and foremost, we had a really good chat yesterday. He's in Queenstown. I said I wouldn't mind swapping positions with you at the moment. But he, great person, and obviously an even better footballer. He's, you know, he won the best and fairest last year. So he, you know, we want to get this footy club, no doubt. And I'll talk to him in a little bit more detail when he gets back from overseas.
Well, I reckon you might be speed dial one for a lot of players now, Nick. So you get used to that, mate. Well done to you on landing the job. Good luck for the pre-season. Look forward to seeing what happens under your tutelage there at the Adelaide Crows. Go get them.
Thanks very much, guys.
Appreciate your time. Matthew Nix, the coach of the Adelaide Crows.
His pathway is perfect.
Yeah, it's through.
Very impressive.
Development coach for 2 years, assistant coach at Port for three. Another one, assistant coach. Oh, that was the defensive coach and a forwards coach. Senior assistant at Port for 2 years and a senior assistant at the Giants last year. It's a fantastic 9-year apprenticeship.
And has that Bloods culture in him from a playing point of view at Sydney. So it is just the perfect pathway through.
Yep. It's a good system. Steve, great work from you. Some news coming through from Mitch Cleary from AFL website. Geelong is today considering a trade for Josh Jenkins. There you go.
There you go.
Geelong, Josh Jenkins.
He did sound confident, didn't he, that he'd be somewhere else, the new coach. But what an impressive man.
Yep.
Even cracking gags about Dr. Phil. That was a good question by Whitey.
It was a great question.
Thank you, Mark.
Really? What are you doing with your life? That's what Dr. Phil says. Steve, nice to see you. Have a great day.
Last show for the year, hopefully.
Oh, it is too. Back.